Worldwide Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin chapter 3 in the book of Romans. We're in verses 1 through 4. What advantage is there, then, in being a Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every respect. For in the first place, they were entrusted with the utterances of God. What if someone were unfaithful? Will their infidelity nullify the fidelity of God? Of course not. God must be true, though every human being is a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and conquer when you are judged. I must admit that I believe we should honor our Jewish brothers, and as all believers of faith express, for as Paul reminded the Romans, they were not only rescued from bondage, walking through a separated sea, to see freedom, they were entrusted with the utterances of God, bringing forth His word from the very beginning. It is our duty to stay focused in the joy our Jewish brothers brought to the world by speaking and communicating with the one and only true God. They foretold and eyewitnessed for all to see. Paul reminds us that we must work at living God first, not allowing the liar of being human to overcome any and all circumstances, for being redeemed, living forgiven, to share salvation. I'm sorry goes a long way from freeing the soul from torment by locking away things that should be openly discussed and overcome with love, faith, and hope of compassion. It's never the time to put down your thoughts or to lay aside your family. It is the most important time of all to share the joy of truth. This truth will set you free and bring about redemption. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for those who are dying today, those who are experiencing those things that are hurtful, spiteful. In the Lord's silence, we may feel His peace by opening our hearts. We pray for those as we pray for our children, Alan and Alexandra. We pray for Jeffrey, Julian, and Gabriel, and our grandchildren, Elliot, Julian, and Oliver. We pray for our friends and those who struggle with addictions, Lord. We pray for peace in those who are dying today. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 3. As we begin chapter 3 today, we're in verses 1 through 4. It's a three-stanza poem. It's titled, God's Utterances Entrusted. Jew advantage? Circumcision value? Foremost respect from bondage? God's utterances entrusted, transvalue. Unfaithful, some so. God's fidelity nullified. Infidelity, theirs no. Liar human, true forever is God. Written it is, your justification shows. Words wisdom gig, judged in conquering grows. That's where we want to learn how to live. Amen. I'm Thomas O. Cruz Williams. It's October 31st, 2021. We're recording this morning at 6:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to be closing today with some impromptu work. We've just got a couple minutes left in the broadcast. And we probably will close today somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 minutes or more. I just want to ask you to lift up those thoughts of family around you who are struggling with that sense of sharing salvation, to put away those childish things that once held you back and gives you an opportunity to bring forth a new beginning of love, faith, and hope of what redemption means. I see it, though some see as blue, I see love only from you. I see blue a lot in the work that I do, but I love Jesus foremost in you. Amen? I used to say a lot, love your love of Jesus. Amen? And I said it in so many different ways. Love your love of Jesus. I love your love of Jesus. But really I've been saying is to love your love of Jesus. Amen? So have an awesome day in the Lord. My good friends John and Marie, always shout out to them. And be blessed by thinking of your love of Jesus. Just love your love of Jesus. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us.